Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
And you're tuned to Pop Defect Radio, subversive music for dangerous times. I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, as we trek through some of the most radical, independent, uncensored, conscious music I get sent, pirate, or borrow. Please stand by.
You are with us, the terrorists.
10 easy steps to create an enemy and start a war. Listen closely because we will all see this weapon used in our lives. It can be used on a society of the most ignorant to the most highly educated. We need to see these tactics as a weapon against humanity and not as truth.
This is how to create an enemy. This is how to start a war. This is how to create an enemy.
First step, create the enemy. Sometimes this will be done for you. Second step, ensure the enemy that you have chosen is nothing like you. Find obvious differences like race, language, religion, dietary habits, fashion. Emphasize that their soldiers are not doing a job. They are heartless murderers who enjoy killing. Third step, once these differences are established, continue to reinforce them with all disseminated information. Fourth step, have the media broadcast only the ruling party's information. This can be done through state-run media. Remember, in times of conflict, all for-profit media repeats the ruling party's information. Therefore, all for-profit media is state-run. Fifth step, show this enemy in actions that seem strange, militant, or different. Always portray the enemy as non-human, evil, a killing machine. Sixth step, eliminate opposition to the ruling party. Create an us versus them mentality. Leave no room for opinions in between. One that does not support all actions of the ruling party should be considered a traitor. Seventh step, use nationalistic and/or religious symbols and rhetoric to define all actions. This can be achieved with slogans such as freedom-loving people versus those who hate freedom. This can also be achieved with the use of flags. Eighth step, align all actions with the dominant deity. It is very effective to use terms like it is God's will or God bless our nation. Ninth step, design propaganda to show that your soldiers have feelings, hopes, families, and loved ones. Make it clear that your soldiers are doing a duty. They do not want or like to kill. Tenth step, create an atmosphere of fear and instability. Then offer the ruling party as the only solution to comfort the public's fears. Remembering the fear of the unknown is always the strongest fear.
This is how to start a war. This is how to create an enemy.
We are not countries. We are not nations.
Enemy.
We are not religions. We are not gods. We are not weapons. We are not ammunition.
Enemy.
We are not killers. We will not be tools.
I won't die. afternoon from Colorado about a couple of kids. Went to school and tried to kill everyone. They said they did it just for kicks. I saw the president on the TV. He said we really gotta do something about this. He said we gotta end this culture of violence. And he went on to explain why we need to drop bombs on all the Serbian kids. Maybe it's too many burgers, maybe it's too much beer. Maybe it's in the water, maybe it's in the beer. Maybe it's too much pollution, maybe we are just dumb. But it really seems to me that Americans are stupid. We'll fall for anything and everything. The only thing worse than stupid American is someone who actually gets it and decides to do nothing. But the economic embargo started 39 years ago. They said it would get rid of Fidel Castro. I saw Jesse Helms on the TV. He said it just needs more time. We need to deny the people of Cuba food and medicine, and everything will work out just fine. Maybe it's too many burgers, maybe it's too much beer. Maybe it's in the water, maybe it's in the beer. Maybe it's too much pollution, maybe we are just dumb. But it really seems to me that Americans are stupid. We'll fall for anything and everything. The only thing worse than a stupid American is someone who actually gets it and decides to do nothing. We believe that if we have beliefs, somehow they will magically change everything. We believe that if we have beliefs, someday everyone will realize that they were wrong. We believe that if we have beliefs, we don't gotta do nothing, 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 nothing.
Is it the responsibility of free people to do something, to take steps to deal with such a threat before such an attack occurs?
Yes, Mr. Rumsfeld, I think we need weapons inspections, not war. Why are you obstructing the inspections?
Thank you. another bomb track that they can fade this. I'll drop it down because I'm inclined to stoop down, hand out beat downs, cold running train on punk hoes. Think they run the game, but I learned to burn that bridge and to lead those who compete at a level that's obsolete. Instead, I warm my hands upon the flames of the flag as I recall our downfall in the business that burned us all. Seen through the news and the views that twist reality enough to where you call the bluff. There's landlords and power whores. On my people they took turns, dispute the suits I ignite, and then I watch them burn with thoughts from a militant mind. Hard line after hard line.
And you're still listening to Pop Defect Radio, soundtrack of the resistance. Please stay tuned for playlist and contact information at the end of this half-hour broadcast.
Another funky, radical bomb track. Started as a sketch in my notebook, and now dope hooks make punks take another look. My thoughts you hear, you're beginning to fear that your card will get pulled if you interfere. With thoughts from a militant mind, hard line after hard line, with landlords and power whores. And my people, they took turns, they disputed the suits I ignite, and I watch them burn. And I watch them burn.
Burn, burn, yes you gotta burn. Burn, burn, yes you gotta burn. Burn, burn, yes you gotta burn. Burn, burn, yes you gotta burn. Burn, burn, yes you gotta burn. Burn, burn, yes you gotta burn. Burn, burn, yes you gotta burn.
I watch you burn,
yes you gotta burn. Burn, burn, yes you gotta burn. Burn, burn, yes you gotta burn. Burn, burn, yes you gotta burn. Burn, burn, yes you gotta burn. Burn, burn, yes you gotta burn.
I watch them burn. And I watch them burn.
We're gonna destroy a lot of things over there.
Come on.
We're gonna bomb them over there.
Over there.
Come on. We're gonna bomb them.
It wasn't the way they said when the boys came marching home from war. They had nothing to do but go back and fight some more. Get out! Stay away! We don't want you around here! Don't come back another day! I like to see bodies washed up on the beach. Dead. Dying. No sign of life!
Ladies and gentlemen, the way to hold that face out. I give my kids life. And it's all gone because of you.
Forget all the things you've been told. I'm a stranger in a foreign land. There's no way out! The doors to society are all closed. They're all locked. There's no sign of life!
How did you get there? The way the whole nation. I give my dreams life, and it's
C-Straight.
Another lesson you're on time.
C-Straight.
Shit, the situation on the rise. That can't be won with an Orient and a naked gun. He shoots, he scores, and then he doors the many men who served before. But time to live and fight some more. Another angry man, he goes to war.
With Another Angry Man, He Goes to War, off of the Searching for a Brighter Future album on Asian Man Records. Go to asianmanrecords.com. UK subs in there with War on the Pentagon off their Quintessentials album on New Red Archives. Coincidentally, New Red Archives is making a comeback, so look for more releases on that label. You heard Man Will Destroy Himself with a track called The Smiths off the Consume, Be Silent, and Die CD. Go to www.mwdh.net for more information. And they're on Extremely Baked Records. Heard Sinus Giddy in there with a Rage Against the Machine cover with Bomb Track off a tribute to Rage Against the Machine. It's called Freedom, 2001 release, on Vitamin Records. Heard from Sleater-Kinney with Combat Rock off of their One Beat album 2002 release on Kill Rock Stars, killrockstars.com. 15 with Colorado off of their Survivor album on Sub City Records, subcity.net. And we heard from Down in Flames, brand new release from them, I Won't Die No More. Go to www.downinflames.net. 2002 release off their Sound Advice album CD on Industrial Strength Records. Check it out, www.downinflames.net or www.industrialstrengthrecords.com. And we also heard from Anti-Flag off of their Mobilize album. Go to www.antiflag.com for more information. If possible, airplay on Pop Defect Radio. Send your music, cassette, vinyl, or CD to PDR, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Pop Defect Radio, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Find this program as well as many other fine audio programs at www.radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. You can email me, SkidmarkBob, skidmarkbob@rattlebrain.com. It's skidmarkbob@rattlebrain.com. We're hailing from the illegal pirate studios of Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM, broadcasting illegally in the Santa Cruz area at www.microradio.net/FRSC. That's www.microradio.net/FRSC. And I think we'll end this Warzone Volume 2 edition of Pop Defect Radio a track about terrorism since we opened it up with G.W. Bush. We're going to hear from a band called The Restless Few with their track Who's the Terrorist off of the compilation Amish Apocalypse on Broken Down Volvo of Hate Records. Once again, thank you for listening to Pop Defect Radio.
Who's the terrorist in USA?